Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I've already had the best part of my morning. Katie forgot we're going on the air. Oh, it's like the same time every day. Like, here we are.
Where are my headphones?
Is the YouTube feed up?
It is.
All right, at least
YouTube
that's working.
I'm and rolling.
No headphones, though.
Good morning,
huh?
Homies.
Yeah, hi. Oh, God, we're going on the air? What time is it? I have no idea. I'm trying not to turn into the person, like, the people who are like, I do CrossFit all the time. I'm in CrossFit.
Yeah.
You know, I play pickleball. I like to play pickleball. I'm a runner. I like to run. You know, it's the people that, like, it becomes their identity, what they do.
Yeah.
I've been eating really clean, pretty damn healthy. For a good month now, I dropped 15 pounds like nobody's business.
I know. It's so easy for
Cut out alcohol, everything. I weighed myself last night. And I was like, whoa, I got to throw the brakes on this, actually. And
yeah.
Nicole was even like, I think you're good.
Don't get too skinny.
She's like, don't get too skinny. So I'm trying to ease up a little bit. But you realize when you start eating incredibly healthy and you're really watching everything that you put into your mouth, you start listening to what other people are eating and you're just... You're surprised by how much crap they're consuming, Katie.
Oh, me? What do you mean, me? Why did this
just
turn into
names,
me?
Just names right up.
What did you fry last night? You fried a sandwich or something?
No, well, I didn't fry. I just pan fried. You know what I mean? But it was a peanut butter and banana sandwich,
okay,
but it was
so
on protein bread.
Okay.
And it was a good peanut butter and a banana. It comes from a tree. Come on.
The thing that was most shocking to me was yesterday watching the video of you with the... croissant.
That's different.
The unfortunately named croissant you hollowed out and shoved an ice cream bar into it.
Yeah,
and
it
my poor little heart went, it fluttered when
did
I watched that. I was like, I better go eat a bowl of cottage cheese right now. To make up for watching this video.
Okay. So that's a TikTok hack, and I've been waiting to try it. I have just been so excited to try this food creation, and it is as good as it sounds. I got my croissant on. It was so good. And not only that, but like I upped the game a little because the hack is you go get croissants from a certain place, but... I just want to say, I got my croissants from Safeway.
Yeah.
That's the pro tip right there.
They got
there.
A banger croissant.
They have the best croissants because they don't like, you know, a lot of croissants, they'll just like flake all over your shirt. I mean, and that is the test of a true good croissant. But Safeways are nice and buttery and soft. And then you can throw them in the air fryer if you want them to be
That's
all
flaky. That's a bread,
flaky.
Much like you. It's like your bread that
it's
defines
soft
your personality.
And doughy.
No, flaky.
Exactly. Oh, shut up. You can count on me. You can count on me, homie. But anyway, so the croissant, then I went and I upped the game with a Fat Boy ice cream
bar.
Certainly
so it was so good. And not only that.
You're eating a product named Fat Boy.
Yes, I did.
That can't be good for you.
It was like the man of my dreams.
Finally, a man that understands me.
Is the man I needed in my life. But the funny thing is I brought the right, because I went into Safeway and I bought an 8-pack of croissants thinking that I was just going to need one or two of them to do this video, right?
Yeah.
By the time the weekend was done, I had eaten 5 croissants.
I can't believe it.
In 24 hours.
Shocked.
So I came in
all
yesterday.
Filled?
No, not
okay,
all filled.
I was like, Katie.
Well, all filled with something, but
filled
not ice cream.
Filled with her feelings and
not
depression.
Not ice cream, not ice cream.
I just filled them with my depression.
But so I brought the other three. The three I had left yesterday, I'm like, I cannot eat. I already had 5. I can't eat all 8 of these. So I brought them into the station, and I told Josh. I was like, hey, you want to do a TikTok hack? Because there's an ice cream bar in the freezer, too. So we still need to do that for Josh. I know you are frowning
I will not
on the
do that.
Ice cream croissant. Maybe you'll have
but
a bite.
You.
Maybe you can have a bite. Just try it.
I feel like you're trying to fatten me up.
I am.
Do you know what my go-to sweet
30s,
treat is? Nicole bought me this bag of keto. It's like chocolate keto something or other. It's essentially quinoa that's been covered in like a dark chocolate.
Oh, I know exactly.
So it's like quinoa crunch, and it's chocolatey. Don't make a face. It's actually quite tasty. It's really good.
When you get on the plane and they're like, you know, they have those cookies that are quinoa covered in chocolate. And if you make the mistake of saying you want that cookie, you're going to be very disappointed.
Quinoa is a game changer in the world of snacks.
I think, again, when you're not eating anything bad and then you have a quinoa cookie and it's the only sweet you get,
it feels
it's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
awesome.
It's wild how different I feel this past month.
Yeah.
Like in a good way. I mean, it's really quite shocking. I mean, because I drink so much water. The only downside is I'm not even joking. I think I was up 7 times last night to pee. I had so much water yesterday. I'm chugging water. I'm eating a ton of olives, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt. The game changer, you made your peanut butter sandwich last night. I got some sunflower butter.
Ooh.
Made from sunflower seeds.
Yummy.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
That
I know this is so
tasty.
Hot. It was really good.
Yeah.
So highly suggested. But when was the last time you saw your cardiologist?
What is a cardiologist?
Oh. I've been waiting for this moment all morning. It's the Mix 100 Sports Report. All right, so get this. I was thinking these cards hadn't been sold yet, but I guess they went to auction. Check this out. Somebody had, how many packs was it? Like 8 packs of baseball cards from like 1952.
Oh, wow.
Valued originally at about 40 cents.
Oh, man.
They were never opened. They were found in the cellophane wrapper as like a brick. So it was a brick of them, all wrapped in cellophane. 74 years later, they went to auction, sold for $1.1 million.
Ugh, this is everyone's dream. Like, you're cleaning out your grandparents' attic.
Grandpappy's attic.
Exactly. Tucked in the back corner, wrapped up all nice. And
are those baseball cards?
Like, this is someone's dream right here.
Oh, my God. This is wild. I guess this has happened a few times before. The last auction was like $873,000. But anyway, the price keeps going up, up, up. They're speculating that there could be some very rare baseball cards in these packs. There's a long story about it. There may or may not be. If that's the case, there could be cards in these packs that are worth like $12
million. Oh, they haven't even opened them yet.
They're not opening them. It's all based on speculation. Yeah.
What?
So, but that, what a wild investment. You pick it up for $1.1 mil. Maybe you decide to open them up and there's cards in there worth $12 million. It's a pretty solid investment right there. Or you just, or Mickey.
No.
They're saying there could be some Mickey Mantle cards in there that are worth a lot.
Okay.
But anyway, I think I would just still sit on these cards.
Just leave them.
Yeah, you open them?
No, because they're still just going to go up, up, up in value if they're sitting there unopened from 1952 in the original wrappers. Are you kidding me?
So the curiosity alone is enough to make them be worth that much.
Oh, I bet he could resell those on the curiosity again and make a major
I put it on Facebook Marketplace immediately. All right, then get this. A bunch of researchers went out and compared a buttload of people that did 90 minutes of moderate cycling for a length of time.
Yeah.
And then they compared a different buttload of people that did just 6 30-second all-out cycling sprints, a total of 3 minutes of intense exercise. The 3-minute sprints changed 714 different proteins in the blood, where the 90-minute workouts changed just 7 proteins.
No, don't tell me that.
Sprinting also altered more than 200 different compounds in the bloodstream.
No.
The moderation one did not. A lot of those were tied to metabolism, tissue repair, blood vessel growth. They also were tied to fat burning, hormone regulation, and how your body processes nutrients, all for the better. 3-minute workout versus a 90-minute workout each and every day.
But you need to go super hard in those 30 seconds.
You know what, to the wall.
Yeah.
That you got to cycle like crazy.
And so do they say like 6 minutes, 30 seconds each? How much time in between? I mean, you have to
You're going to have to do your own research.
It's like a minute or two. So all in all, you're probably working out for 10 minutes
total.
Well,
this only says...
It's on 3.
I know, 3, but
you need
have
a break.
To rest in between.
Yeah,
I
think a break.
Because
it was 6 30-second all-out sprints.
Okay.
Cycling sprints.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should try this.
Because that's the thing. I see people who are running when I am, and there's one girl in particular, and she'll run for 30 seconds, and then she'll walk. And we're always at the same pace. Like, when I run with her, when I see her out and about, we usually finish and start at the same time.
Really?
Kind of stuff, and I'm just like... if hers is better than mine.
They always
know?
Say just a little flat-out run is so good for you.
Yeah, because when I'm jogging, I do it for the whole 2 miles. I don't stop, and I feel like that's so imperative.
And she probably looks way better.
She looks way better
way
than
better.
Me.
So, tight and
maybe
firm.
This is okay.
She's
you
so firm.
Mean about it.
You're so beautiful and glistening. Muscles.
I'm
six-pack abs.
You're doing it. You're trying.
You're doing it, but then you go home and shove ice cream bars into croissants.
It's a TikTok hack.
Josh, what else is going on in sports? Anything?
Well, last month we talked about how the Buffalo Sabres right there in New York got really mad at a Smoky Hill High School for using their logo, even though they've been doing it for the last, like, 20-so years. They're just now finding out about it. Well, the issue is kind of being resolved because all the students went into their classrooms on Monday and they were like, we don't know if we can even wear our logo anymore right now. Like, they could get in trouble for that. So the National Hockey League reached out and they asked the Cherry School District, which is Smoky Hill High School, to sign a no-cost, royalty-free license agreement in response to this whole debacle over their Buffalo Sabres logo. I, for one, am kind of bummed about this. I know that the other alternative was that they have these students allowing them to recreate the logo that they seem fit and say that they seem best. I'm kind of bummed about this. I want them to do this. The royalty thing, free thing is them just being able to use the logo now. So they're able to essentially say, hey, we know you guys created this logo. We're just going to kind of use it on our own right now.
I'm confused.
Okay, so the
they're
Sabres
allowed to use it.
Because the Cherry Creek School, Smoky Hill used it first, so they have,
Sabres used it
first. I'm still confused.
But the Smoky Hill is who gets the rights to it, so the Sabres get to use it without having to pay any money to Smoky Hill, is essentially what it is.
The Sabres,
then I'm also confused.
No, the Buffalo Sabres, the Buffalo Sabres are allowing Smoky Hill to use it.
Oh, okay.
Because Smoky Hill came with it afterwards. The Sabres are an older organization.
But they can't make any money off it.
No. That's the thing they can't. But I want
How's Chatfield doing? Is Chatfield okay?
It's nothing to do with Chatfield.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, the hype is brought to you by our good partners over at Mountain High Appliance. Get amazing savings throughout the showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. This coming Monday, we're having another one of our Mix 100 VIP listener lunches here at the Mix 100 studios and offices, which are absolutely beautiful. The band Camino is going to be here. They're kind of a big deal.
Absolutely.
We'd like to get some listeners in here to watch the band, have some brunch with us, and meet the Mix 100 crew. So if you'd like to join us on Monday, you got to be caller 10 right now. One little caveat. If you've already been to some of our Mix 100 VIP listener lunches, don't call in.
Yeah.
We want some newbies right now, people that have never been in here with us.
Yeah.
We want to show you our digs.
We want to share the love. Right?
Share the love. Yes. So if you've been in here a couple times, sorry, broskies. Looking for newbies this time. We'll be consulting our databases and checking IDs.
Yeah, double check.
Don't lie.
Triple check.
303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you've never been down to the Mix 100 studios and you'd like to join us for this VIP listener lunch with the band Camino, Monday, caller 10 right now. There's some bonus shots to sign up at mix100.com, and then Nina and Big Rob will also give you some chances too. So good luck. We're excited to meet you guys. Some stuff floating around this morning. You know those little free library boxes that are like on the streets that look like little houses and there's books in there and stuff?
I love those.
There's now little free Blockbusters popping up all around the country. It's blue. They're blue and yellow. They've got the logo on the side.
Stop.
And they can hold physical media. VHSs, DVDs, Blu-rays. The first one made an appearance a few years ago by a former Blockbuster employee in California. And it has really caught on. There's dozens of them now across the United States. There's even a website where you can start your own. They'll give you like the template, the colors, all of that. And then you create one in your neighborhood, send them a picture, and they'll put it on their free Blockbuster location map. And for the record, the website is saying that Blockbuster LLC is still a thing, and they're fine with it. They're fine with you, you know, using their likeness out and about. What are they going to do? There's no stores.
Well,
right?
There's that one, right?
In Bend, I think. There's one in Bend,
Oregon. So they are still a thing. And I love how they're tapping into the nostalgia.
I want to do this in my neighborhood. I really do.
I have a mailbox and I want to do this.
you can use anything. A lot of people are using those old, you know, when you used to put the quarter in the newspaper machine and you'd open the front door and you get a newspaper out of the front? Yeah, old school, right? a lot of people are finding those, refurbishing them, and putting the physical media inside. And you just open up, you take what you want, put it back, add stuff to it.
I
want to
do this.
I do too.
I do too. Right here in Lone Tree.
Absolutely. So that's fun. That's trending this morning. 10 Things I Hate About You is coming to Broadway. You for it? You dig it?
We just talked about this
movie.
We did,
didn't we?
And I am absolutely for it. That is a classic, and that needs to be on the big stage.
I think it's one of my wife's. It's probably within her top 10.
It is like when
she made me watch it one night.
When he gets up and sings in front of everybody, and he did that off the cuff.
I didn't get it.
He completely just improvised that off the top of his head.
Did he? Heath Ledger, may he rest.
Exactly. But it is such a huge moment, I think, for so many millennial women, because we're like, we want a guy to do that for us.
Yeah. She made me watch it. I didn't get it. So I got one final thing. A Kentucky man has claimed a Guinness World Record by assembling a Mr. Potato Head while blindfolded in 7.92 seconds.
Whoa.
Shattering the previous record of 12 seconds. Oh, yeah, he killed it. So, they blindfolded him, and he was able to put in the eyes and the nose and the mouth and the arms.
In
and
the correct spot.
In all the correct spots.
Okay.
In under 8 seconds.
Wow.
That guy was feeling up that potato head.
Can you imagine just practicing
I'll
that?
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Wonder what his girlfriend thinks of that.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, who was our winner for our VIP lunch?
Hey, that was Linda out of Lakewood.
Well, woo! Linda, we're excited to see you on Monday for our Mix 100 VIP listener lunch with the band Camino.
Yay!
Bonus shots to sign up at Mix100.com. Katie, what else is going on?
Okay, get ready for Mario Kart in McGregor Square.
What?
Yeah, an afternoon of Mario Kart on a 66-foot LED screen.
Here, I got something for you.
Four players going head-to-head with 30-minute racing sessions running from 1 to 6 p.m. This is going down on Thursday, and your registration reserves one player spot. So, yes, you have to register for this if you want to play Mario Kart during this specific time in McGregor Square. Your family and friends are welcome to come watch and cheer you on, and they don't have to register for this, but it is going to be one heck of a party out there in downtown Denver. And I love this because after they do the whole Mario Kart session, they're going to have Super Mario Galaxy on the big screen for their final movie night of the summer.
I just watched that this weekend.
Isn't that
great? Plunked down and watched it, and it was mediocre.
I think it'll be even better on the big screen in front of all of your friends.
Oh, it'll be
and
fun
family.
With all your friends. There's a lot of Easter eggs in the second one.
Really?
You got to know your Nintendo background for sure.
Okay.
A lot of Easter eggs, which I personally enjoyed. The story sucked, but I liked all the little things.
The Easter eggs are fun.
Easter eggs are fun.
Mario Kart, I mean, that is a rite of passage right there. Like, in my family, boy, like, that's who got to, like, play Santa at Christmas was who was the winner at Mario Kart.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah. We would have
What a weird family.
We would have complete arguments settled over Mario Kart. So I love that you can go and play on a big 66-foot LED screen.
That's
good family fun right there. And speaking of families, do you hear about the school year's already bringing some drama? Cherry Creek School District alone. So two schools had to close because of flooding yesterday. So they didn't get to go to their first day of school. Highline Community Elementary School and Overland High School had some pretty serious water damage from the floods over the weekend. So they had to clear all that up, and they were expecting to open the schools today. So they had to push back the opening day just a little bit. But Cherry Creek High School, do you hear about this one? They had to be put on temporary secure status yesterday because a bear rolled on the
Not
campus.
Another bear another story.
Bear.
Oh,
he was
man.
Looking to join the choir. They were looking for a baritone.
Awesome.
Happy.
How long did you think
that was
one?
Really good. Okay, you've had so many stupid bear puns. That one worked for me.
Like
a baritone. Boom!
Yes.
Boom! Yeah.
I wasn't ready for you to like it so much.
That was
all
a good
right.
one.
Awesome.
That was solid.
Okay. So, yeah, they've been dealing with
Chair Majesty stamp of approval. Boom.
It was very good. And then I ruined it. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, then I'm done. There's your mind.